Body, Hello, everyone. Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hi, everyone. This is Dave Krajovic of the Global Breath Institute, and I'm here with my partner, my wife, my beloved, Pat.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, we are delighted that you're here tonight, and we'll be doing the meditation tonight. This is a special time of the year because it's the most powerful full moon of the year. And if you recall, we'll just remind everyone, we do these at the time of the full moon because every month the energy is greater. There's more energy to work with, which means there's more energy to clear our chakras and our energy body, and more energy to channel and to be of service. But this particular full moon is one that's way, way stronger than any of the others. And it comes about because of something that's been given to us from actually Alice Bailey, I believe. And it's the Festival of Wesak, which originally is a festival commemorating the birth of the Lord Buddha. But it has since expanded to be more of a global celebration because it's an event where all the ascended masters, the saints, the holy ones gather in the Himalayas somewhere in the Shambhala Valley. And there they receive the blessings of the divine supreme God through the Lord Buddha. And they're then distributed to the hierarchy. And then for those who are willing, which would be everyone on this meditation, are able to receive those blessings. And that's why it's such a powerful time of the year, because there's this extra oomph of energy that we have access to, and it's just a wonderful time. It's a sacred time to be in tune with what's really going on. It's the unseen world, but that doesn't mean that there's not great and powerful and wonderful things that are supporting the good and the holy and the beautiful. So we're going to begin the meditation just by getting comfortable and getting clear, just as we usually do, no real difference. And then later into the meditation, what is asked of us is to invoke the great invocation, but I guess that's what we're doing. We will say the great invocation because that also is a mantra for the new age and a mantra for bringing in powerful energy. So it even in and of itself is designed to bring even more energy.
And one of the things that we have to do before we bring down this tremendous amount of spiritual energy is clean the tubes that the energy comes in. Because we, you know, it's like when you're using electricity, you don't just plug into the power source. You have to go through transducers which step down the energy, making it user-friendly for your home. Same way with doing spiritual work, you have to clean the pipes that the spiritual energy comes through so that you don't, quote, we'll just use an anomaly, blow your circuits. So we're going to cleanse first, then we're going to do the meditation, and then the great invocation.
Perfect. Sounds wonderful. You know, I think it needs to be said, too, and one of the things that Pat and I would like to honor is the fact that you are here tonight with us on this meditation because you have choice. Each of us has free will. The spiritual hierarchy, despite their great power and their great ability to wield tremendous amounts of energy, can alone do nothing because they cannot violate the law of free will. We have to ask for their help, and they are wanting us to ask for their help so that the divine plan can be restored on earth, which is what the great invocation is all about, bringing in the three rays of the divine: the light, the love, and the will of God. So the hierarchy, you know, is working tirelessly to promote the plan, to see to its manifestation, but they need our help. The energy cannot work unless it works through us. And so you, by you choosing to be here right now, you are helping them to be of tremendous service to the planet, to all of humanity. And we're just really grateful because we can't do it alone.
No.
You can't do it alone. But together we can make a difference.
And together we get the synergistic effect of so many meditators, so that the energy that we bring down is far, far, far greater than if you or I meditated alone. So we really, really want to honor you for the commitment that you make to do this work on the full moon.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, good
Thank
point.
You.
Good point. So why don't we do that? Let's begin by...
let's get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable. There you go.
It's a good idea to sit. Some people like to lie on the floor, but we really want to bring spiritual energy down. So when you think about downward flow of energy, it would be coming from the sky down through the head, down through the body. So it's really a good idea to sit in a comfortable position. If you have to lie down, so be it, but it's better to sit with your spine straight, neck and shoulders comfortable, you know, your head in line with the spine.
So get comfortable. Take a deep breath. Let out a long sigh. Take another one. Feel the weight of the body in your chair where you're sitting.
Your feet just quietly resting on the floor.
Take another one. Really feel the breath this time. Now to amp up the energy, let's begin by breathing in a connected manner.
There's no pause between the in-breath and the exhale. No forcing the exhale, no blowing or pushing, just a gentle letting go. And before the exhale's finished, the inhale's begun. Before the inhale's finished, the exhale's begun. Breathing in a circle. And if you listen with curiosity, you'll hear there's no pause. Breath comes in, breath comes out, around and around and around it goes.
As you breathe, feel the air moving into your lungs and know that this air is the force of life. It brings tremendous amounts of prana or life force into your body. It is the primary way that we receive prana. Prana that animates all of life. Enjoy it and feel its blessings as it enters your body. Continue to breathe. And as you do, let us invoke for divine blessings. To the divine supreme God, divine Father, divine Mother, to all the great spiritual beings who are gathered tonight in the Valley of Shambhala, to the Lord Buddha, the Lord Jesus, to all the ascended masters of light, all the holy saints, all our guides, all the bodhisattvas, all beings of light who work toward the plan. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your tireless and ceasing work to restore the plan on earth. Thank you for divine light, divine will, and divine love. As we set about to receive these blessings, as we too serve the plan. So it is. Amen. Continuing to breathe, but relaxing and just letting go. I choose to let go of all limiting beliefs, all beliefs of judgment, the need to be right. Judgments of right and wrong, I let go of. Energies of unworthiness. Energies of fear. I simply choose to uncreate them in my life. And tonight, I choose to create anew. I declare the death of the old and make way for the new. On every out-breath, more and more of this old energy leaves. See yourself standing in the rays of the bright sun. See your body. But it's almost as if you can see through your body. It is a light body. And with every breath you see cloudy energy leaving your body. As if these waves and waves of dust and old energy is being swept away and burned away by the rays of the sun. You see yourself breathing with every out-breath, not forcing it, but surrendering to it. Every out-breath, you see cloudy energy leaving the body. Just old thoughts, old energies, energies of lack and limitation that are no longer needed, no longer wanted. For I, as a God creator, choose to create something different. See your body becoming lighter and lighter, clearer and clearer, brighter and brighter. So the rays of the sun and the power of the breath burn away all limitation, all illusion, all ignorance. I am free to let go. I am free to be the greatest vision of who I can possibly imagine and even beyond.
Now we see a white light, just tinged in violet. And this light is coming down through our crown as our crown chakra is being cleansed. Thoroughly cleansed and energized. The light comes down through the forehead, down through the ajna, cleaning the forehead chakra. White light cleaning the ajna chakra. Thoroughly cleansing, energizing and stabilizing these chakras, bringing the white light tinged in violet down into the throat, cleaning the throat chakra, thoroughly energizing it. The light goes down to the heart chakra, cleaning the heart, cleaning the back heart chakra, energizing it and stabilizing. The light goes down to the solar plexus chakra. Solar plexus chakra, front and back, are thoroughly cleansed, thoroughly energized and stabilized, and all cords are cut and properly disposed of. navel chakras being cleansed, the Meng Meng chakras cleansed, the sacral chakras being cleansed thoroughly, energized and stabilized, and the basic chakra is being thoroughly cleansed. All past vows of poverty, all limiting thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes, all disintegrated, chakras fully energized, fully stabilized. Bringing the energy and the light down through the legs into the soles of the feet. The soles of the feet are thoroughly cleansed. Clean pipes full of energy. Stabilized, energized. Body is now prepared for the flow of spiritual energy to come down. Be aware of your heart, tap your heart. Be aware of your crown, tap your crown. We are now going to raise our hands in blessing positions, our elbows bent and our palms facing outward. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men everywhere. Let light descend on earth. From the point of life within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the holy masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of light and love work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light, love, and power restore the plan on earth. Let light, love, and power restore the plan on earth.
The Great Invocation. Silently say the words after I say them. Repeat them in your mind. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of people everywhere. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of everyone. May the Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all human wills. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where all separation and ignorance dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
from the point of light within the mind of God.
Let light stream forth into the minds of people everywhere.
Let light descend on earth.
And from the point of love within the heart of God.
Let love stream forth into the hearts of men and women everywhere.
May the avatar of love return to earth.
From the center where the will of God is known,
let purpose guide all human wills.
The purpose which the holy masters know and serve.
And from the center which we call the human race,
let the plan of love and light work out.
And may it seal the door where all evil and separation dwells.
Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Let light
and love
and power
restore
the plan
on earth. And allow yourself to be in the Shambhala Valley in this great and sacred moment where tremendous blessings pour forth. Allow them to be received by you. Be humbled by this great moment and just let all the old stuff fall away until the true, glorious, grand self appears. Just let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let the energy wash over you and wash away all doubt and fear and limitation. And as you receive these tremendous blessings with your hands pointed out, send them to your loved ones, to the planet. Bless everyone everywhere. For all is good. All is God. All is well. All is love.
So very slowly and gently, bring your consciousness back to this time and place. Return to a normal breath and just gently wiggle your fingers and toes. And experience the peacefulness, the connection that you feel, and know that you can return to this anytime. We are so very grateful that you've joined us this evening. And we're going to now do a closing blessing.
To the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, to all the great beings gathered in the Shambhala Valley and with us tonight, the Lord Buddha, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Maitreya, all the great beings, the angels, the saints, our spiritual teachers, guides, thank you so much for these tremendous blessings. Thank you for the blessings of light and love and will. And thank you for working through us to bring the realization of the plan on earth. Thank you for the abundance of good in our lives, for the thinning of the veil, so we may see through the veil that all is love. Thank you for good health, for happiness, for divine guidance, and for all the tremendous blessings. Thank you, so be it, so it is. Amen. And now, see your family or friends and discharge any energy by seeing them in front of you, pointing your palms facing forward to them, and blessing them with this energy, with this gift that you received tonight. Send them, share them, these blessings. Send them healing energies. If they're having trying times or fights or arguments, send them love and light.
And if there's someone that you're holding a grudge against or feeling disconnected from, send love and forgiveness.
Send happiness to everyone.
Send hope where there's despair, joy where there's sadness, and peace where there's chaos.
And now turning your attention to the Mother Earth below you.
Through the soles of your feet, send energy down to the Mother Earth, blessing her with fresh air, clean water, an abundance of natural resources, fertile soil. Bless Mother Earth. May she be rejuvenated and revitalized. Blessings be to the Mother Earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for joining with us tonight. We really enjoyed the time. It puts us in a great space to be of service and to be with you. And we are really grateful for that. We really am. And we thank you for listening, for participating. We'd like to remind you that all of these meditations are available in the Body Mind Radio archive so that you can listen to them anytime. And one of the things we know about the full moon energy is that 3 days before and after, it's still accessible. So you know, we highly recommend that you tap into this meditation more than once. The more you do it, the more you benefit. It's that simple, and so does the planet.
Thank you again for joining us.
And next month will be on June 12th at the same time, and we'll be meditating on goodwill and the will to do good. We hope you join us then. We hope you do this meditation many times between now and then. And until then, we wish you blessings of happiness, good health, prosperity, and spirituality.
And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your contribution to restoring the plan on Earth.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.